This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Later today, several bank regulators, including the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, will vote on a rule that's designed to improve the way that banks manage risk, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
After the last financial crisis, regulators started to worry about the next one, so they proposed a liquidity coverage ratio. Oliver Ireland is a securities lawyer with Morrison Foerster. He says it would require banks to hold high-quality assets.
Presumably, you could sell into the market at a reasonable price in order to generate liquidity to meet, for example, customer withdrawals.
For several years now, regulators have wrestled with what constitutes a high-quality asset. Lawrence Baxter is a law professor at Duke University.
There are all kinds of securities that have varying degrees of liquidity.
There's debt you can get rid of quickly, like U.S. bonds. Then there's debt that's harder to sell. Think mortgage-backed securities in 2008.
The more liquid the assets, the safer they are, but also the less yield-bearing they are likely to be.
Which poses a problem for banks. They've been bringing in record profits, and Baxter says they're under pressure to keep doing that. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.